If you pull out your bulletin and look at the gospel reading, I want to highlight just a few things, and then we'll unfold it even more detail for you. In the back of the bulletin, it tells you that the gospel is from Luke chapter 10. And Jesus is sending out 72 others. Now, he did 72 earlier. And so this is another group. And they go out, and they are to share, that is, to proclaim God's peace. And the question is, what difference does that make? Well, first, it makes a difference for the people that are going out and sharing the gospel, to sharing the good news. So one, he asked them, Jesus tells them to pray for more workers, for the harvest field, for more people to share God's peace. And he says it's not going to be easy. I'm sending you out lambs in the midst of wolves. That is not a good visual picture, is it? Okay? Then he tells them that because of God's peace, you don't have to take everything. You know, the kitchen sink, you know, everything. Some people like to pack when they travel. So no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals. And just stay focused on the mission. Don't greet anybody on the road. It's not that you're being a snob. It's just don't get distracted. Your mission is to be in God's peace and to share God's peace. And so then it says, in this peace, you can be content. That when you say peace be to this house, and if a son of a peace is there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. In other words, you're still going to be okay, even if it's not so welcoming. And because you have this peace, you can remain in the house. You eat and drink what they have. Be content. Be at peace with that. And do not look, that is, go from house to house, as it tells you. Do not look for a better package, a better deal, a softer bed, fine dining, you know, kind of thing. So he says, eat what is set before you. And in the peace of the Lord, you heal the sick. You heal the sick. And you tell them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. So many times and in so many ways, God's peace is a mystery to us. Because our lifestyle, one, can be very hectic. We have full calendars. Two, our life experiences can be very painful. Painful from personal illness, painful from the illness that's in the family members or extended relatives and friends. It can be painful because of the kind of environment in which we work or where we go to school, the bullying, the taunting, the mocking. Life is not always easy. In fact, you've probably seen life isn't for wimps, you know, a little placard or a bumper sticker or something like that. So what happens is it's confusing to us about this peace of the Lord. Many years ago, people left their hometown to come to what is now called the United States. And when they got here, they found life was not what they expected. The hardship, the famine, the harvest, the difficulty. And it went on, and then they had taxation and all that kind of stuff. And then there was the war and, you know, fighting for independence. And when we got independence in this country, it still didn't solve everything. For it was years later, we even had a war against ourselves, against one another. Sometimes it's called the War of Northern Aggression. Sometimes it's called the Civil War. You know, however it is described, it is never called peaceful or peace-giving or peace-filling. It was a time of hurt and how humanity could be cruel to one another. And if that wasn't enough, our country's been involved in wars on this planet since then, trying to struggle and promote peace. And now we have all these interest groups who have their passionate causes and reasons to cry out aloud. And that too has gone against actual peace building, peacemaking. Because everybody wants their cause attended to their way. We are like a family in one house, and all the kids are different, and everybody has their own expectations, and everyone has their wants and what they think they need, and none of them are getting their way. Do you know what a house like that is like? Maybe you've been part of that kind of a house. Christ comes into our house. The promise of Christ came to the people of Israel. In the Old Testament, you heard what it meant that the Christ would come, this child, and what it would mean for the nation. But they began to be confused, and it didn't take very long, because Israel's history is full of ups and downs, because they too, they act just like us. They wanted life their way. They wanted life with their kind of style and their kind of interest. And some were very structured, and some were very free about the rules, and some had no rules at all. But they all called themselves people of God, the chosen nation. And in fact, wanting their way got so bad that God did not send a prophet for 400 years. They didn't want the peace that comes from God. They wanted peace that they could control. They didn't want peace established by God. They wanted peace on their own terms. In other words, they make the peace. And when we live that way, we have seen time and time again in history how much trouble it causes. So what's the right way? We get some teachings right here in Luke, and then throughout the scriptures, of what it means to have this peace of the Lord. And it means to let go of the idea of entitlements. Notice how it said, go from the house, and where you're welcome, you stay there. Do not go from house to house like, well, you know, I'm the senior pastor. I deserve the best bed and the best dining table, you know. So I'm not going to stay at this house of poverty. I'm going to send the assistant. There are no entitlements. When you have the peace of God, you find content. Paul says, I've learned to be content in plenty and in want. When you have the peace of God, you know that you have much more than whatever this world can offer. And it's not the bed, and it's not the food, and it's not cable TV, and it's not the fancier car. It is the relationship with God the Father. For your sins have been paid for. You have been reconciled. You have been forgiven. And in this peace of God, you recognize that this stuff is kind of temporary. Whether it's tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes like they've had in California, or whether it's just random fires or acts of other nature or acts of violence, all that we have here, earthly, can go away in a heartbeat, right? When I was in Fort Smith, Arkansas, for example, we had a tornado. It started off downtown historic region right off the river. And it was 1 mile wide, 6 miles long. And when it got done, 430 homes were gone. Not like the tornado we had here on Good Friday many years ago, where some homes were damaged and some homes were kind of left half standing and some homes were gone. No, these homes were gone. And when you see that, you think there is no peace on earth. And there is nothing to have new life in Christ. And how can God do this? And we are reminded that our peace isn't tied to my closet, my master bedroom closet, with all my racks of clothes, and I don't know how many shoes I have, but maybe you know how many shoes you have, and all of that. It isn't tied to my food pantry. It isn't tied to my garage with my tools. It isn't tied to my computers And I have several. It isn't tied to that. That's not our peace. Our peace is in Christ. That when I die, I have a place in heaven. And my soul will be with God forever. And when Christ comes again on judgment day to judge the living and the dead, I will receive with my soul a glorified body. And I will have life forever in the kingdom of God. That's my peace. The things of this world will come and go. Don't get so hectic about it. Don't be uptight about it. Don't value them so much that you slip into the secular mindset that you have to fight, and you have to protect, and you have to hoard, and you have to hog, and you have to, you know, compete with everybody because you want the stuff. The disciples were told, the believers were told to go out. 72. Don't worry about the bed. Don't worry about the food. Don't worry about the extra luggage of clothing. But to be in the peace of God. And we have that Bible verse that surpasses all human understanding. Because it is that peace of God that we share, that we pass to one another. It is that peace of God that surpasses everything that we can find. Here is that peace that keeps our heart and our mind in our relationship with Christ because of what Christ has done. Our peace isn't because of what I do, what you do. Our peace is because what God has accomplished through the Savior. That's our peace. I've noticed in the politics, I've noticed in the economy, it's like a dog-eat-dog world, isn't it? Well, give up eating dog. It's simple diet, you know. But be filled with something that's better. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.